White House officials are insisting that President Bush had no information specific enough to prevent the September 11th terrorist attacks. The administration is defending itself following news that the CIA warned President Bush in August that terrorists linked to Osama bin Laden might be planning to hijack American commercial airliners. That's led to tough questions from reporters and from members of Congress. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
White House officials spent the day trying to minimize the significance of the information the president got from intelligence advisors on August 6th of last year. On that day, at his Texas ranch, he was given an overview of the potential threats posed by Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda organization. Among the warnings, airline hijackings. Press Secretary Ari Fleischer spent his daily briefing yesterday telling reporters that this was hardly a revelation.
The possibility of a traditional hijacking in the pre-September 11th sense has long been a concern of the government dating back decades. The president did not receive information about the use of airplanes as missiles by suicide bombers. This was a new type of attack that had not been foreseen.
And that was the message from the White House yesterday. Here it is again from National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, who held her own briefing with reporters in the afternoon.
I don't think anybody could have predicted that these people would take an airplane and slam it into the World Trade Center, take another one and slam it into the Pentagon, that they would try to use an airplane as a missile, a hijacked airplane as a missile.
But the idea of using a plane as a giant suicide bomb might not have been as unthinkable last August as these administration officials suggest. 8 years ago, best-selling author Tom Clancy published a book called Debt of Honor, in which a hijacked plane is crashed into the U.S. Capitol building. And there are real-world examples. In 1994, a plot by Algerian terrorists to crash a plane into the Eiffel Tower was broken up. And a year later, authorities learned of plans by Muslim terrorists in the Philippines to hijack a plane and crash it into the headquarters of the CIA. National Security Advisor Rice said yesterday that the report the president received in August was so general in nature that it didn't even constitute a warning of any kind. She did note that over the summer, increased activity on the part of terrorist groups around the world had prompted a series of nonspecific bulletins from the Federal Aviation Administration telling air carriers to be on alert, though no special security measures were called for and no public warning went out. Rice says no warning was issued because there was no information regarding the time or place or method of any attack.
It simply said these are people who train and seemed to talk possibly about hijackings, that you would have risked shutting down the American civil aviation system with such generalized information. I think you would have had to think 5, 6, 7 times about that very, very hard.
The administration also faced questions yesterday about its handling of the warnings in the 8 months since September 11th. It has never mentioned that it had this kind of information involving bin Laden and the threat of hijackings. Fleischer said that's because the hijackings in September were so different from what he called traditional hijackings. And he did note that in the week following the terrorist attacks, Vice President Cheney was on NBC's Meet the Press talking about the threat they had known that Osama bin Laden posed.
There had been information coming in that a big operation was planned, but that's sort of a trend that you see all the time in these kinds of reports. But we did
no specific threat.
No specific threat. We did go on alert with our overseas forces a number of times. So clearly we were surprised by what happened here.
The larger question posed at the White House and on Capitol Hill involves connecting the dots. Why didn't someone pair the threat of al-Qaeda hijackings with the arrest of Zakaria Moussaoui in August in Minnesota? The alleged 20th hijacker was detained after it was learned that he wanted to learn to fly commercial airliners but wasn't interested in how to take off or land. And then there was the memo a Phoenix-based FBI agent sent to headquarters, expressing concerns about Middle Eastern men in U.S. flight schools and mentioning bin Laden by name. Here's how Ari Fleischer responded to that yesterday.
What you're asking about is the so-called dots and whether or not it was possible for anybody in the government to connect all those dots. And the simple answer to that is, as a result of September 11th, our government learned a lot of things.
No one disputes that 9/11 opened the nation's eyes in a way no warning ever could, and everyone agrees that hindsight is always 20/20. Still, this week's revelations are likely to have lawmakers and others asking to what extent the tragedy might have been foreseen. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.